The guy who made that sculpture of Britney Spears giving birth on a... Was it a bear rug? Do you remember what kind of rug it was? Some kind of animal rug.
Yeah, it was a bear rug.
She was, like, what, on all fours? Butt in the air a little bit. Baby coming out. Yeah. Well, he's back, this time with a Paris Hilton sculpture, right? It's basically her on an autopsy table. Split open. Guts exposed. She's wearing a tiara on her head. Tinkerbell's looking on. Oh, yeah, she's completely naked. And the artist, he said, hey, this is just, I'm just showing you what the life's like.
Can you buy it?
Can you buy it?
Yeah.
I would think if you had enough cash, you could, Jerry Ann. You've been saving up your pennies?
Yes, I have.
There you go. No, it's just on display at some art gallery right now.
Oh. Bummer.
Britney Spears is writing a tell-all book about her time with Kevin Federline.
She can write? I mean...
Yeah, surely she's dictating it to someone who can, yeah, handle English. I don't know. Did you think she'll include, like, all the stuff that happened after Kevin Federline? Or is she just going to say, well, he ruined me and that's why everything's like it is now? Or what's going to be the point of this? $10 million, by the way. Is what you'll probably get out of it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Might be worth a crappy marriage.
Yeah. Get some new panties. Hey. All right, Bobby Trendy, if you watch the end of Nicole Smith show, was her little designer, fashion designer. And he got a spot in the upcoming movie about Anna Nicole. Her old hairdresser went off on him, saying that he didn't deserve to be in the movie. And now Bobby Trendy has a response.
A hairdresser out of the woodwork, out of the whole Anna Nicole drama, coming to combat powerhouse and America's leading paragon of style and cultural immortality, Bobby Trendy. I watched in horror today that an individual named David DeCrisco, coming out of nowhere to combat me, telling me that I should not be in the Anna Nicole movie. I thank you for your opinion, David. Your opinion is welcome. It's just like a butt. Everyone has one and entitled to.
By the way, that slapping sound was him slapping his own butt.
I like he always says, a hairdresser, because hairdresser is a horrible thing to be, obviously.
Oh, maybe from a designer's perspective, it is. Maybe there's a thing there. You know? One's art is hair, and the other's art is, well, whatever Bobby Trendy's into, which is a little bit odd, to be honest, if you've seen any of his clothes or design choices or anything about Anna Nicole's house.
The episode I watched, he was wearing, like, all light pink.
Yeah, the episode... The episode Jerry Ann watched. You've got the DVD playing in your car right now. Anna Nicole Torres.
It's an escort.
And to make Bobby Trendy feel better about the whole deal, here's Paula Abdul on QVC the other day.
And it's just a nice piece to wear. You can wear it with a shirt, a suit, and, you know, you can wear it around your jean. Into the mm-hmm. area of
in the belt loops.
Your belt loops.
Yeah.
And I'm creating my own.
Woo!
Hi, everybody. It's my anniversary.
I've got the round
I
face.
I have round face.
No, you don't.
Oh, oh my God. If shape. My hair is pulled back, mm-hmm. it looks like a pumpkin.
Uh-huh. See?
Trust me. everything that you see, mm-hmm. you've all worn me. See? Mm-hmm. All seen me wearing the yeah. exact jewelry, and it's the same jewelry that the contestants have been wearing.
No. God. I almost get an aneurysm just listening to that thing. She has a tough time speaking. She really does. Not that I'm one to talk. I'm not Mr. Eloquent here, but she has a rough time getting through a sentence on a fairly regular basis.
Wow. Does she have, like brain problems or something, and she like has problems with her tongue and
oh, there's nothing wrong with her tongue, Jerry Ann. Just ask that one little what was that guy's name?
I don't know.
Is that Vasquez? No. Oh, and Cheryl Crow says she was just joking that everyone should use one piece of toilet paper per visit. And you don't believe her? Smell her fingers.